The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so don't forget you can Skype into the show. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we talked about the little free libraries that are under attack in various different places in the first hour of the show. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that. And, Daryl, you're taking us back a little bit to a situation with some of the Satanists down in Mississippi. What's going on, and where's the story from?
So the story is from Vice, and it's actually a little older than I thought. I did not pay attention to the dateline when I brought this in, but interesting story nonetheless. So in July of 2013, the Satanic Temple, after attempting to adopt a highway, performed a pink mass over the grave of Catherine Idelette Johnston, the mother of Westboro Baptist Church founder Fred Phelps Jr. Westboro has yet to officially comment on the eternal gaying of its leader's dead mother, but the owner of the cemetery where the ceremony took place filed charges with the local police department. The captain of the Meridian, Mississippi Police Department, Dean Harper, told local news station WTOK on, they say on Monday, but, you know, the Monday after this was, or the Monday before this was reported, that they were in the process of constructing affidavits and will have the Satanist arrested as soon as they can. Based on other stories that I was able to find, trying to figure out exactly what happened. If Lucian Greaves ever goes back to Mississippi, he will be arrested. I'll tell you. But, you know, they've got the warrants, and he'll be arrested if he goes back to where the crime was committed.
The crime of performing a pink, what was it?
They call it a pink mass.
Pink mass.
Where
you're supposed to a black mass.
Right. So the pink mass is they do some ceremony at a grave, and they posthumously turn the person gay, supposedly. Police Captain Dean Harper from Meridian, Mississippi, said, "It's an unusual crime that we haven't come across, to my knowledge, in a while. LOL." Harper told the Huffington Post that the original charges of trespassing, malicious mischief, and indecent exposure,
what?
Thanks to Lucian Greaves teabagging Catherine Johnston's grave, have been dropped because the judge refused to sign a warrant on them. In the end, Lucian Greaves has been charged with desecration of a grave.
By the teabagging act.
By performing the mass at the grave.
Okay.
Is the desecration, I guess.
I feel like in order to desecrate something, there has to be some kind of damage done to it, doesn't
one,
there?
One would think. The story here from Vice continues. It says, if this sort of case was thrown onto the desk of another small-town police department, one that, say, was located in a community with few serious crimes, it would be fine for the department to pursue what is essentially an exercise in the misuse of police time and energy. People, including police officers, get bored and need something to occupy their time. Meridian, unfortunately, is not one of those sleepy little towns. According to Neighborhood Scout, a website owned by a research and data mining company that collects crime statistics from around the country, Meridian is, and I'm paraphrasing here, sketchy as F. Based on a crime
index. Dangerous place.
Based on a crime index of 0 to 100, 100 being a crime-free utopia, 0 being the inside of one of Trevino Morales' vats of acid, Meridian, Mississippi gets a 4.
Wow.
By way of comparison, Brooklyn, New York gets a 40, And Detroit, which we've talked about a lot, gets a 2.
Wow. By the way, I guess I was wrong about desecration. It is to desecrate would be to divest of sacred or hallowed character or office, to divert from a sacred or from a sacred to a profane use or purpose, and to treat with sacrilege profane. So, no, desecration doesn't necessarily mean damage being done. I guess that would be vandalism. Desecration could simply be the teabagging act or whatever
or
it was.
Or just walking over and saying, you're gay now.
Yeah.
You're gay now.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Vermin Supreme glitter bombing a grave could be desecration of a grave.
Yeah, it certainly could be. And I would say, though, you know, as far as desecration is concerned or turning people gay, because that's what Vermin was doing. He was a political candidate running for the Democratic nomination, the presidential primaries and the last several presidential primaries. In one of the debates he was at, and I believe it was in New Hampshire.
It was in New Hampshire at St. Anselm's College.
He glitter bombed one of the other
Randall Terry,
another Democratic candidate. These are sort of like the minor candidates, and he talked about how he was turning him gay.
Yes.
It's very funny. In that case, it was actually, you know, you could argue that he was using some sort of aggressive force by putting glitter on someone, at least. You know, it could be argued that was an assault.
And St. Anselm's College told Vermin Supreme that he is not welcome back on their property.
That's right.
Even though he offered to pay the cleaning bill to get the herpes of craft supplies out of their carpet. They said,
is that what he calls it? The herpes of craft
supplies? That's not what he calls
it. That's what you call it?
I forget where I heard that from, but I love the term because you can never get rid
everything.
Of it. Like, you think it's gone, and then it's not.
Yeah, and it catches. It gets on everything.
Yes. Gets on everything that it touches.
So in the case of the Satanists doing the pink mass around the grave of the Westboro Baptist Church's founder's mother, then I would say it was even less offensive because they didn't really leave anything behind, it doesn't sound like. I mean, they took
photos.
Yeah. So proof of their so-called desecration.
And there's a photo in the Vice article here to where there's a couple of people that I can't tell if it's two men or a man and a woman with a sort of short haircut kissing, laying across the headstone, and then a third individual with some sort of headdress with a couple of horns coming out of the top, looking over them.
Like a Baphomet?
Not necessarily a Baphomet. Sort of, you know, could be like goat horn sort of something, but they're coming out of the middle of the forehead, and he's got a hand on each of their necks as they're kissing. So, you know, obviously a photo from the ceremony. The article continues. It says, one would think that a town with a population of around 41,000 and a crime index rating almost on par with a city that has become a byword for blight and criminal activity would take a pass on devoting time and resources to chasing a few out-of-towners who performed a harmless little satanic ceremony in a graveyard.
One would be wrong.
After all, the Satanic Temple and its members are based in New York, meaning...
There's a few different Satanic Temples, from what I understand. But yes, I think the original group.
Right. And
Lucian Greaves.
Right. Lucian Greaves is based in New York, meaning, as the Huffington Post and the Gauntlet have mentioned, an arrest for charges filed in Mississippi is unlikely.
Sure.
Another statistic of interest concerning the Meridian Police Department is the number of officers they employ. If they were understaffed due to budget issues, their stratospheric crime rate might be understandable. However, as of 2011, the department had 109 full-time police officers.
That's a lot.
Or law enforcement employees, 98 of them officers.
Okay. All right.
Hate to go all stat nerd over here, but that comes out to 2.37 police officers per 1,000 people.
That's more than the national average, I believe.
The Mississippi average is 2 officers per 1,000. Why, then, was the violent crime rate in Meridian in 2010 higher than the Mississippi average by 89.29%?
Because officers of the law do not have anything to do with what kind of crime there is. In fact, sometimes the officers of the law, as we found recently here with some firemen, will actually stoke crimes, so they have something to do. Yes. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453, 855-450-3733. They recently arrested a fireman here in New Hampshire for lighting fires. So he would have something to do, I guess. Or maybe he just, you know, it would make sense that a fireman would also possibly be obsessed with fire, right? Possible arson.
Fire.
Exactly. 855-453, take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. So Bernie Sanders, has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. It gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us, right now, we have Roger Veer on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of this year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose the objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour-long debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 apiece. Will Bernie say yes? Well, you can learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com.
Bet you never thought you'd be giving out that URL.
Nope, sure didn't, but it sounds very interesting, and Roger Veer is a man of his word, so I suspect that that $100,000 worth of Bitcoin is a real offer, and hopefully Bernie will take it seriously.
No, I most certainly believe it's a real offer. I don't think Bernie will take him up on it.
I presume you were right about that. But then again, if he doesn't win the Democratic nomination, he may have a little bit more time on his hands.
True.
Let's go to Freddie calling from Florida. Freddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Freddie?
I've been trying to get a story. I'm the father of the seven angel from Kissimmee, Florida, that the DCF had removed our children unjustly about 2 years ago. And up to this day, we're still been trying to fight the system, trying to win our case, but they've been giving us all these runarounds. So I just got in a message that for me to call in my story, so...
Okay, so what's your story?
Well, it happened about 2 years ago. What happened was is that we had moved here from South Carolina, and during the transition, you know, when you move to a new town, you basically, you know, it's hard to get started. So we were kind of homeless because I worked for a contractor here that stiffed us for 2 weeks' worth of work, caused us to be homeless, and DCF got involved because somebody had reported that we had six children at the time, and now they're claiming that my wife is not capable of raising his children. But when she raised them for nearly almost 9 years without any problem, now they came out and removed them. They said that they are not safe with her and the house is not safe. And so they came out here on July 9th of 2014 and took our children with Sheriff Department, the whole Department of Sheriff Department, and looking for guns and drugs and dead bodies, which I don't know why they even search for such thing unless DCF told them that we have guns and drugs and
curious dead to know, did they have a warrant?
No, sir. They came barging in my house. The door was closed. They all barged in here, scaring the living daylights out of the children.
Mm.
And when they came and grabbed, what happened was me and my daughter just got back from the store. We didn't have a transportation, so we were on a bike, and they pulled us off the side. They came out, and the DCF caseworker says that we're here to remove your children because you did not want to accept any of our help. So I said, well, what's that?
I said, gee, thanks for the offer of the help. Now they're going to steal your kids.
Well, the thing is, you know, they said that we refused to accept their help. But in all due honesty, as God is my witness, they never gave us any. They never provide any services. The services they were supposed to provide for us is to give my wife a lady to come here to help her, you know, with the children. But instead, they brought the SWAT team in here and removed the children. And when they grabbed the baby from her, nearly dropped the baby on the ground. And he was only 10 months old.
Horrifying.
I was outside in the sidewalk, handcuffed on my knees. Why did they handcuff me? Because I spoke for my rights. And I told them, I said, look, I did not refuse any services. When I said that, the cop turned around and grabbed my hand and handcuffed me. And I said, now I'm being arrested? He said, no, you're not arrested. I said, then you need to remove this handcuff. He says, no, because we want to make sure we keep everything in peace. I said, you keep in peace? I said, but I'm two houses away from my house. You won't let me go see my family. My wife tries to call me.
Yeah. By definition, taking children at the point of a gun is not peaceful. And it's horrible what has happened to you, and it's not just you. There are countless stories of whatever the CPS, DCF, DCYF, they're all different names in different states.
Right.
But so many different stories of people just being ravaged and their families being destroyed by these people. So your kids are still gone today, here 2 years later. Where are they now?
Yes, sir. They're scattered all over Kissimmee and St. Cloud and Sanford. If you know Florida, Sanford is about an hour away from here. Why is he all the way down an hour away from us? Is because he was with my daughter, but since they circumcised him without our consent, that's another thing. This kid has been hospitalized, surgerized, circumcised, you name it.
Jeez.
But these kids have never had a record when these children were under our care. My wife may have a disability, but she never let that thing stop her from caring and loving these children. But now, they've never had a record. We don't have a criminal record. We don't have no hospital records. But yet, since they removed them, my 3-year-old has had had his head busted open.
At a foster home?
Yes, sir. While they're in there, and now my oldest son that's in Stanford is in a critical condition because the foster parents has not been taking him to the medical attention he's been needing. So the doctor said, why have you not taken this kid to in the last four to 8 months? She said, well, he didn't look like he needed that. He looked just fine to me.
Now, do you have an attorney?
What's that?
Do you have an attorney?
Yeah, we do. We finally just got one. We had an appointed attorney, which, you know, was just completely absurd because all he ever does is curse at me and all he ever does is just basically never returns my phone call, my email. I have a support group that's been trying to get a hold of him and can't get a hold of him. So
you finally got another attorney to replace the one that was appointed?
Yeah, this is a private attorney.
What sort of redress do you have?
What do you mean by redress?
So is there a way you can appeal the decision by DCF to basically steal your children from you?
Well, right now we're basically, this coming Friday is where we filed a motion Monday that we have enough evidence in here because one of the reasons that they removed them is because they said that the kids were lack of medical, their medical neglect.
And now they're being neglected. Thank you, Freddie. Good luck with your case. I'm sorry to hear about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe the at-home life wasn't the best it could have been, but putting kids in foster care usually results, in a lot of cases, in an even worse environment.
Yeah.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And there's a movement in healthcare today. People ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's folks like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com or 800-722-8041. Ian and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. We just had an absolutely horrifying call from someone in Florida who, after moving there, had his family stolen from him, basically. All six or seven kids taken by DCF, I believe they call the DCYF or whatever, Department of Children and Families in Florida, and then given to foster homes where they were then, in some of the foster homes, possibly abused. Ended up in the hospital, apparently circumcised without any kind of consent from the parents, which is disturbing. I didn't know the state was doing that, but apparently that's happening. And so, you know,
well, my understanding is they let the foster parents take over decision making.
Disturbing. So I think it's sad that this just keeps happening to people. And, of course, if you don't have thousands of dollars to hire an attorney, which it didn't sound like they did at the time, they did say they finally had gotten a private attorney 2 years later after they lost their kids. If you can't afford to hire an attorney, you're dead in the water.
Yeah.
How could you possibly? I mean, Daryl, you asked, is there some sort of appeals process? Sure. There's probably some sort of administrative appeal process. But if you don't know the ins and the outs of how the system is set up and what you need to file and with whom you need to file it and what the filing fee is and in what format the filing needs to happen and, you know, and what kind of paper and in what, you know, order, or should it be stapled? Should it be three-hole punch? I mean, they just get ridiculous.
Well, there's not always an appeals process.
Okay.
Because there are times to where you have 30 days to appeal. And, well, they had their children taken 2 years ago, the time could have expired a long time ago.
Yeah.
Certainly. So, you know, there's not always an appeals process.
So if you know more about that, maybe you've been through this circumstance and you emerged on the other end with your kids again, would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And all of this can be brought on by a simple phone call from some busybody neighbor. So once again, here we are with the busybody neighbors not minding their own business. It was in the beginning of the show, we talked about the little free libraries that are being attacked by town governments and city governments across the United States, usually likely due to the complaint of some busybody neighbor who saw something they didn't like and decided to complain about it. And just because somebody's raising their kids in a way that you wouldn't do doesn't mean that it's wrong. There are different ways to raise kids, and you know, I'm sure everybody who brings up kids gets it wrong somehow. Should you be punished by having your children taken from you by some government bureaucracy because of that?
I know I wasn't born with an instruction manual. I don't think anybody else was either.
It's very disturbing, and there's just no end to these stories. I don't know what will end this. I mean, you know, if you advocate for closing down DCYF, then all of a sudden you're a monster who wants abusive families to be able to abuse their kids. So what do you do about that? What is someone who is a libertarian, someone who is an advocate, and Daryl, you're a presidential candidate.
Yes.
For the Libertarian Party. You're seeking the nomination of the Libertarian Party. And this is obviously more of a kind of a non-federal issue. But what is the libertarian response here? Because it seems like the libertarian position would be to abolish DCYF. But then that puts you in the position of having to say, well, what about all of the actual abusive families? I mean, it must be the case that every now and then DCYF actually takes some kids out of a dangerous and abusive home.
Right, but just because a government agency occasionally gets something right does not justify the existence of the agency being funded through theft and coercion, doing things that are essentially theft and coercion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and this is one of the things that always irritates me, to where people want libertarians to come up with perfect solutions for everything when the status quo is not a perfect solution to anything.
Well, certainly we've seen plenty of stories about people having their kids taken and then put into abusive foster homes, whether it's physically abusive, sexually abusive. We've heard stories of kids being kept in cages in these foster homes. Very disturbing stuff. Obviously, those things are all bad, but, you know, if you're a libertarian advocating ending DCYF, aren't you throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak?
No. No. It's no more throwing the baby out with the bathwater than it is putting the baby into boiling bathwater, which is basically what DCYF does, to where they wind up putting children in worse homes than they take the children from.
Sometimes. Maybe sometimes they do the reverse, though. They sometimes might actually take some kids from an actual abusive, terrible household and put them into, you know, foster parents who actually care about them. That can happen, right?
That can happen.
You don't hear about those stories.
Right. And things would be a lot more efficient if it were being completely run through voluntary charities, to where somebody, if they knew they could not take care of their child, mm-hmm. went to a charity and says, I can't take care of my child, please find a family. That would be a lot more efficient than the way it is right now, to where people don't say, I'm not able to take care of my child. They go and some government agency says, well, just fill out this form and we'll give you more of this and we'll pay for this. And here's all of these things that we'll help you with. And, you know, just have another kid and then you'll get more money next month. And so, you know, you've got this system that basically perpetuates bad parenting while simultaneously taking children from good parents who may just be in a bad situation.
All right. So I see what you're saying, though, about parents who, given the opportunity to sort of hand their kids over, hey, look, you're having a tough time, right? You can't make ends meet. There are these folks over here who are willing to take your kids. They're good people. They've got money. You know, they'll take care of them. That would work, I'm sure, for some people. But there are also the kinds of parents who don't think they're doing anything wrong with their kids, or that they, you know, maybe they're into physical abuse or whatever it is that they're into. Then what do you do? Because then it's not necessarily a voluntary solution that we're talking about, right? Like, somebody's going to want to save those kids from that abusive household.
Right. And I think absent government being involved, you would have concerned neighbors step forward to actually protect the children instead of, well, I called, you know, this government hotline and I reported something. I did my part.
Mm.
You would actually have concerned neighbors either go talk to the parents or do some sort of Harriet Tubman sort of thing and run an underground railroad to get abused children out of abusive homes.
So if you were to do that, which I'm not, I don't oppose that idea. I just wanted to see if you would put it forward. If you were to ferret a child away from their abusive home, let's call it kidnap. What happens?
I would prefer to use the term
rescue.
Rescue.
And I guess it would just depend on whether you could prove your case.
Right.
Now, if you just take somebody's kid and you don't have any actual evidence of them, you know, beating
them. You've committed a crime.
Right. And so you should be held responsible for those actions. And I guess that it would turn into a messy situation. But I think you're right, Daryl, that there would be groups of people who would be willing to take the risk of possibly facing some sort of
sanction. And I would say it would be a less messy situation than what we have right now.
I think you're right about that, where innocent people are being attacked and having their kids taken.
And nobody would be forced to pay for any of it.
Well, apparently there's in the news today, the AP is reporting on a safe haven baby box where mothers can just drop off their unwanted newborns. So that's a possible solution, I guess. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We got some crazy Venezuela news happening. It's just Venezuela's just been fascinating to watch as a socialist country finally reaches the bottom of the drain. And things are just getting worse and worse as the weeks go by in a seemingly accelerating manner. We reported earlier this week on how it was that Venezuela can now not even afford to buy their own money. And what that means is Venezuela doesn't have a central bank with a printing press. They have a central bank, but they don't have the ability to print their own money, so they use private companies.
They've got a subcontract.
Yep. There's a few of them, actually. De La Rue is one of them, and there's a few others. And so they've been using these private companies to print the bolivar, but the problem is the bolivar is, of course, not worth anything. It's, you know, you can get 1,000 bolivar for more than 1,000 bolivar for one U.S. dollar on the black market, whereas the government's official price for the exchange rate is 10 to 1, meaning one U.S. dollar is supposedly worth 10 bolivar, but the black market says differently. And so the companies that will print the bolivar, of course, are not going to take bolivar to print the bolivar. They want to take money that they can actually spend
right
somewhere. So they want U.S. dollars or something that's of value to print more bolivar.
And one of the companies is owed $71 million.
Right. And you can't blame that company for saying, well, I don't think we're going to keep doing business with you until you pay off your debts there, Venezuela. So they can't afford to buy more money, and it's, you know, that's an indicator that things are getting towards the bitter, nasty end for this country.
Right, and something else that was pointed out is Venezuela is unique in that they're the only country to date that's gone into hyperinflation that has not increased the denomination of their currency.
Right.
Meaning all of the
add
other
zeros
countries, so like the Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe are the most notable examples, to where they just kept adding zeros. So after a time, the smallest bill was no longer the $1 bill or the one mark bill. It was the million mark or 100 million mark, or in the case of Zimbabwe, the $100 trillion bill.
Which, of course, doesn't do anything but kick the can down the road just barely.
Right.
Ultimately. I mean, people aren't stupid. They know that this is not $1 million worth of money. This is a hyperinflated currency.
People aren't stupid, but in Venezuela, for example, the largest bill that they print is a 100 Bolivar bill that buys a loose cigarette from a sidewalk vendor.
Yeah. Now, there's more, though, from the madness of Venezuela. This story coming from CNBC, and it's fresh as of today. The situation in Venezuela has become so bad that even the soldiers are now struggling to support themselves. And normally when countries are going bad like this, the people that work for the government are to some extent insulated from the economic downfall. They don't get hit as hard as the rest of the people in the country because they're closer to the source of the money. They're closer to the central bank or whatever. They're going to get a paycheck more likely than, say, the De La Rue is going to get the $70 million that they want out of the Venezuelan government. But it's not so great there for the government workers, specifically the military. Over the weekend, six members of the Venezuelan military were detained by local authorities for stealing goats. According to the Venezuelan newspaper El Nacional on Sunday, they said the soldiers confessed to stealing the goats and said they did it to feed themselves since they have no food left in their barracks. Jason Marzak, director of the Latin America Economic Growth Initiative at the Atlantic Council, had this to say. It's, quote, not a good sign when your military doesn't have enough food and when the military has been relegated to guarding and protecting food lines. This is endemic of the problems going on across the country. And then they go on to talk more about Venezuela's economic situation with food shortages and insane inflation rate and the collapse of the price of oil, which certainly hasn't helped them. There's really not much else in the story about the soldiers stealing goats, but it gives you a look into how desperate even the people who work for the Venezuelan government are right now.
Right. And, as you mentioned, Venezuela is, this... I don't want to use the term beautiful, but it's a beautiful example of how poorly socialism works. Whereas we can look at, something that's closer to a free market to see how that works. And I've got a story about one aspect of the free market in Washington State that is now working wonderfully.
Okay.
And again, it's not an actual free market because it is something that's taxed and regulated. But over the last 2 years, RT reports that the price of legal cannabis has plunged in Washington State. Recreational cannabis use has been legal in Washington for 2 years now.
Yep.
And while sales have been filling public coffers with tax revenue, the price has been shrinking considerably.
Excellent.
As of March of this year, the price of legal cannabis in Washington was $9.32 per gram, citing data from the state's Liquor and Cannabis Board. The wholesale price, $2.99 per gram.
And this is like top shelf cannabis. I mean, this is not cheapy pot. This is like the best kind of quality.
By comparison, in September 2014, which was just a couple of months after legal or tax and regulated sales began in Washington, cannabis was selling for $25 per gram. It's now under $10 per gram.
Huge difference.
The price had dropped by nearly 50% by August of last year, when it was $11 per gram.
So is it more competition? Are there more growers, more stores? What is leading to this? It must be competition, right?
They say although prices initially went up after the substance was legalized, i.e. taxed and regulated, the surge was linked to increased demand and limited supply, according to Steve Davenport of the Pardee Rand Graduate School, who helped aggregate data from the Washington Cannabis Board. Since then, prices have been coming down at a rate of 2% per month.
Sweet.
And they could potentially shrink 25% every year. Professor Jonathan Calkins of Carnegie Mellon University.
Well, it's got to have a point at which it'll stop. But
it does. So. He said, it's just a plant. Calkins works with Davenport, told the newspaper. He said the drug could become so inexpensive that certain types are essentially given away for free. He said there will always be the marijuana equivalent of organically grown specialty crops sold at premium prices to yuppies. But at the same time, no-frills generic forms could become so cheap they are given away as a loss leader, the way bar patrons are given beer nuts and hotels leave chocolate on your pillow.
That'd be awesome.
The news out of Washington State has also been echoed in Colorado, another state where cannabis has been taxed and regulated. In June of last year, an eighth of an ounce, about 3.6 grams, cost between $30 and $45, notably less than the $50 to $75 it was 1 year prior.
Yep. And $50 to $75 is basically black market prices. And that's what one of the disappointments was when we first saw the cannabis be legalized in these places was you looked at the receipts from these stores and it was like, why would I even want to go into the store? I could just go to the black market dealer and, you know, have it delivered or whatever
right.
for the same price. So it's good to see that competition is bringing prices down.
As prices trend downward, there could be positive and negative consequences for the state. Since cannabis is taxed by sale, falling prices mean each sale results in fewer dollars for the state government. However, cheaper cannabis could end up pushing more people to abandon the black market and stick with purchasing legalized cannabis. Fewer drugs being moved onto the black market could mean fewer costs for law enforcement. Even with cannabis prices clearly dipping last year, though, new businesses continued to crop up.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that prices are falling and people are still entering the business is confusing to me, said Tracy Selson, an economics lecturer at the University of Washington's Foster School of Business.
Look, I'm no economist, but what that says to me is that the prices haven't fallen as much as they could, that the people in business are still seeing an opportunity. It seemed very simple to me. It doesn't seem confusing at all. People in, you know, that are looking to go into business have obviously run the numbers and said, you know what, we can get into this business and either grow or sell the cannabis, and we can do it for less, and
right.
then we'll get customers. So I think that's really exciting news. We'll continue here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're in Colorado or Washington State or the other states that have recently legalized it, which include, I believe, Oregon and Alaska. 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. Hour number three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94
844-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.